Jeremiah writes, literally, "But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile." That's part of the letter that Jeremiah writes to the people who are newly in exile in Babylon. We are in exile. We are like the people receiving that letter in Babylon. Our true home is with God. In Scripture, that home with God is called a variety of things, but very often it's called Jerusalem or New Jerusalem, our happy home. One of the customs I've gotten into is I imagine Jerusalem is my ultimate happy home, and I picture in my mind's eye the way that our Scripture writes the word the Lord very often. You may know that the word for the name of God is J-H-W-H, I am who I am, I will be who I will be. And when J-H-W-H is written in the Hebrew text, our version of the Bible has L, capital O, capital R, capital D, in reverence for this mystery of the name of God. And so when I imagine my spiritual heavenly home called Jerusalem, I imagine, to distinguish it from that place in the Holy Land where I've visited, Jerusalem, all capitals, across the way. So the word today for us is that we, you and I, are in exile, not in Babylon, but in San Rafael. But we are to seek the welfare of San Rafael, knowing that our true home is not here, but Jerusalem. Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, says God. So I want to look at that in three layers. The first is the historical moment that Jeremiah is in. Jeremiah, as you may know, is the prophet who is preaching at the very time that the southern kingdom is falling apart. It's being conquered by the Babylonians. And Jeremiah is there as the conquering is happening. And then he's one of the very few people who's left behind when almost all of the influential people in Jerusalem are taken into captivity and, against their will, taken off to Babylon, which is the capital of the Babylonian Empire. They will be there for 80 years. Jeremiah is left behind, and he writes this letter to those who are in captivity in Babylon. He then himself is taken into captivity and goes off to Egypt and dies there. We don't know exactly how or why, but he does. So that's the very beginning of what is called the Babylonian exile, an incredibly important part of the history of the people of Israel. It is, in fact, during the Babylonian exile that the Jews become the people of the word. Why? Because they're stripped of their king and they're stripped of their temple. So what centers their life in God? It becomes the text. It becomes the word. And Jeremiah is here right at the very beginning of that time with this word to them. Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile. So that's the first layer. The second layer is to understand that when the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, that same dynamic is in place. That we are here, but we are not here. We are in San Rafael, but not of San Rafael. To reinforce that message, I want to turn to the Gospel of John, to three passages. The first comes from the prologue, where it says this: "He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God." Right from the beginning, a tension between the world that came into being through the word and the world's rejection of the word. That kind of teaching continues in Jesus' very last discourse in the Gospel of John. In the others, it would be at the time of the Last Supper. But of course, in John, there isn't the Last Supper. There's instead a foot washing. But as Jesus is giving his last teachings, his last advice and counsel, he says the following. Right after he says to the disciples, "Abide in me and I in you, and this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you," he then continues, "If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. If you belonged to the world would love you as its own. Because you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, servants are not greater than their master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also." A deep difference between those of us who are trying to follow in the way of the Word made flesh and the world around us. And Jesus says to expect that right from the start. So Jesus is giving this final teaching to his followers. And then he does something quite powerful and peculiar. He starts, you know, you can imagine his eyes looking up to heaven because he starts praying out loud to God. And so in chapter 17, where I'm turning to now, he says the following to his Father. "But now I am coming to you, Father, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. We are not of the world, but God sends us into the world." All right, that's the second layer. The first layer was Jeremiah. The second layer was Jesus. And now us, here, now, in San Rafael. Jeremiah was in Jerusalem writing to the faithful leaders in Babylon, in the Babylonian exile. Who writes to us now? Who is in Jerusalem, all in capital letters, writing to us, telling us to keep the faith, to keep going, to seek the welfare of the city of San Rafael, where we have been sent into exile? I imagine Ann Hansen, Hugh Harden, Walter Dodds, Marion Cedarblade, Helen Clare Cox, Gordon Cosby, Dorothy Day. Our job now is to be a powerful Christian voice in the name of the Word made flesh and dwelt among us in this San Rafaelian exile where God has sent us. And since God has sent us, God will fulfill the mission that God has given us. Let us then listen, be obedient, and press on in faith, hope, and love. Amen.